Case number 11,313, Vincent James Grinko III, north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being west of Canvasback Road, 880 feet north of Swan Drive, and also being lot 90, block D of Swan Key subdivision. Tax map ID is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 333. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Vincent James Janker III, 5105 Meadowview Drive, Whitehall, Maryland, 21961.
Wait right here. Can you state your name and address for the
record? Donald Esch, 10117 Shingle Landing Road, Bishopville, Maryland, 21813.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you. We are, similarly, we're here. This is a existing travel trailer in Swan Keys, much like the case that we heard earlier, case number 11309. Mr. Janko is requesting that he update his current situation. He has a travel trailer on the lot. It is over 30 years old, and he's looking to update this unit and put a new structure on the property. The request is for a 5-foot setback on the south side of the property. In regards to the questions that are outlined, the uniqueness, the lot is very narrow. It as was the case in the earlier testimony, it is a it only allots for a 20-foot structure. Mr. Janko is proposing that we put a 24.5-foot structure on the lot to offer some more width to the new home. He is looking to eventually retire to this home, and because of that, because it's a retirement home, he's looking for first floor living, which would offer him the ability to retire there and spend the rest of his days there. So we were looking to have a footprint on the first floor that would accommodate first floor living, including a master bedroom. As far as the possibility of development, can the property be developed in strict conformity with zoning ordinance without a variance? No, because the home that we're looking to put on the lot is 24 feet wide, and the setbacks do not currently allow that. Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, by changing the side yard setback, it will allow the construction of the new home to allow first floor living. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, the setbacks were put in place prior to us coming here and without the control of the homeowner. Effects on surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, in fact, we'll be able to take off what is currently an older and not as attractive home and put a brand new home that's more in line with the new homes that are going up in this neighborhood and offer more property value to Mr. Janko as well as those around him. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No, it will have no bearing. It won't impede the properties surrounding him at all. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No, it will have no impact on the public welfare. The extent of the variance, will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, we're only asking for 5 foot on the one side just to be able to fit the structure in. We're fine with both our front and rear setbacks to be able to build the home. It's not a real large home, so we're just looking to be able to go a little bit wider to allow a more conventional type of construction to kind of get away from and be more in keeping with what the current homes are that are being built in that neighborhood. Is variance necessary to avoid this relief? Yes, so we can move that house to just the one side. The reason why we didn't want to try to, that he wasn't looking to make the home larger was so we wouldn't have to affect the other side yard setback and be as minimal as we could in this process. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes, I stated before, we're only asking for the 5 foot to contain the actual width of the structure. Let's see. I think that was the last one.
Okay.
Is there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
You said travel trailers there now?
Yes, sir.
That's unusual.
Well, it's one of the...
Normally a mobile home.
Yeah, it's more of a carriage. Yeah, one of the single-wide old... Yeah, they used to call them, yeah.
Not going to air condition this place, right?
Yes, we are. And that's why we still are with, we'll still be within the setbacks on the other side of the home to put our compressor there. I've run into that before. I appreciate your comment, yeah.
Thank you.
We are putting the compressors on the north side of the lot, and they'll be within the 5 yard, or the 5 foot.
Yes, sir, please.
That 5 foot, nothing will be on that side.
Okay, okay.
I'm leaving it open, just like he's wanted.
Okay.
Thank you for that, sir. Any further questions?
No further question.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Cunningham, no questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Sir, do you want to speak? Okay. I'm sorry? All right, sir.
Did you want to speak, or
do you want to speak, sir, or you just want to go on record as being in favor? All right, sir. Thank you. And again, was there anyone here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Bless you.
Bless you.
To move that we approve case number 11,313. The applicant has proven that the property is unique, especially in being it's in Swan Keys, cannot otherwise be developed without variance. Wasn't created by the applicant, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood with the variances that have been granted there previously. The community, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,313. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,313 is approved.
Thank you for your time.